Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi, inviting you to join with us on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history out on the Heritage Trail. Today, we're visiting a couple of hotel sites that were active during the days of the Wabash and Erie Canal. At the west end of Columbia Street off the landing, there was once a fine five-story hotel that boasted that it was the best $2 hotel in Indiana. The Randall Hotel, in its heyday between 1890 and 1930, could proudly proclaim its motto, "Everything First Class," with a telephone, running water, and steam heat in every room. The site of the Randall Hotel, however, began in 1828 as the Jacob Fry Tannery, which was noted for its awful odors. By 1870, a simple hotel called the Robeson took the place of the tannery, which later became the Grand Hotel. This was a Methodist hotel, since there was no drinking allowed. It was a classy place, with a horse-powered elevator and wood stoves on each floor. The hotel was also a favorite lodging for such visiting greats as Buffalo Bill. In 1889, Perry A. Randall, a prominent local attorney, bought the old Grand and renamed it the Randall Hotel. Raised in Fort Wayne, Perry Randall was a promoter who dabbled in all sorts of schemes, from building a canal from Fort Wayne to Chicago to producing the Fort Wayne Centennial. When Randall died in 1916, his widow, Winifred, took over the hotel. She had been the first woman in the United States to operate a lumber mill, and she managed the hotel with the same great efficiency. Eventually, the hotel became primarily a residence. It passed away along with Winifred Randall when it was raised in 1963. Today, the location is marked by concrete pillars standing on the location of the Randall. However, they are not the features of the Randall, but of another hotel called the Wayne. To follow the story of the Wayne, we have to begin with Dana Columbia, after whom Columbia Street is named. Built in 1831, it was a 20-room hotel called the Columbia House. This hotel was replaced by a series of hotels, including the American House, the New American, and the Tremont House. In 1887, a new building was erected by J.C. Peters, grandfather of the 1930s movie actress Carol Lombard. He named it the Wayne. The Wayne Hotel was a grand four-story brick and stone affair with gas lights, the city's first hydraulic barber's chair, an elevator, and plush furnishings. Here was first demonstrated in the city the marvels of the teletype. Perennial presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan spoke from its balcony on October 21, 1896, about the evils of the gold standard, and former presidents Benjamin Harrison and Rutherford B. Hayes thought highly of the place after their visits. In 1930, Jasper Jones purchased the hotel, remodeled it to accommodate 115 rooms, and renamed it the Jones Hotel. The Jones was bought by John Arnold in 1966, who renamed it the Rose Marie Hotel and extensively restored its old 19th century grandeur, making it renowned for its tobacco shops, barber shop, ballroom bar, and dining room. Rose Marie Hotel was destroyed by fire in February 1975. Appropriately, today a focal point of West Columbia Street is remembered as Rose Marie Alley, named for the last building to occupy the site. For more information about these and other stops on the trail, contact Arch, the financial trustee for the trail. Give them a call at 426-5117 or log on to archfw.org. Well, that's all the time we have for now. This is Tom Castaldi inviting you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.